Breakfast on 702. For the curious on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Iga, good morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm well, and I'm really happy to be back home.
All right. But of course, you are here to tell us about how to plan a trip successfully to Thailand. We know sometimes that WhatsApp group sometimes dwindle when it comes closer to the due date. How can you help us plan our trip better to Thailand?
Yeah, so last week we spoke a little bit more about the logistics in terms of food, budgeting, transportation, and so on. And then so this week I thought it would be great to speak about the different places that I visited, and just trying to plan your itinerary in that way. So I made my way from north to south. I spent an entire month in Thailand. And the country is, of course, divided into six different regions. So you've got the north, the northeast, central, south, east and west regions. And then, of course, each one has something unique to offer to travelers, no matter what you really enjoy and what you like. Of course, the north of the country is full of high mountains, so very popular for people who want to go hiking and trekking. Beautiful rainforest as well. Here you can also find lots of ruins of the country's first capital. You've got the Mekong River flowing through as well, so lots of kayaking opportunities there. And you can see how people live along the river. Beautiful plains in central Thailand. Of course, we know all about the beaches and the islands in the south. And along
Instagram has taught us a few things.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the food. I'm a big. If you can mess with anything, but don't mess with my stomach, please. How's the food that side? What delicacies can we look out for, and what should we be aware of?
I must say that in the last 3 months, Thai food was by far my favorite. So they do add a lot of sugar and MSG. But amazing, lots of curries and pad thais, great flavors. They use a lot of spices that we, for example, don't like, lime leaves, lemongrass, different kinds of chilies. And I really do recommend that when you're there, do a cooking class. That's exactly what I did. I learned how to make five of my favorite Thai dishes, which I'm obviously going to cook for my family and friends and my boyfriend. And I stayed at Samphan Riverside, which is just outside of Bangkok. It was amazing. What I appreciate about them so much is that they're all about serving up organic food. And so they help the various farmers in and around their region to become organic certified, just like them. They teach them how to make herbal pesticides and insecticides from plant waste. They're also very much aligned with trying to avoid any kind of food waste. They even convert their cooking oil to biofuel, which they then use to power their trams. So I think something like that, a stay at Samphan and doing a cooking class there, or doing a cooking class anywhere, is really great. Also, please try khao soi, which is my favorite. It's a northern noodle coconut soup. And then you can add whatever kind of meat you like, whether it's veggies or shrimp, beef, chicken. That was my favorite.
And in South Africa, we are very much, one of our biggest, would you say, contributors to the GDP is tourism and the tourism economy as well. I see that one of your highlights in itself, in your experience, was a community-based tourism and homestays. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. Wow. This was definitely my highlight. This was my top experience. And what I love about it so much is that, as you mentioned, it's so important for the money to trickle down to the communities, to everyday people. And so community-based tourism is really popular across the country. And this is obviously their attempt just to spread the wealth beyond hotels and big resorts, for example, international or otherwise. And so I did two homestays in northern Thailand. They were within the Mekong Son region, so that's within the highland regions. And Thai Localista is a really great outfitter to start with because they offer these kinds of authentic homestays and local experiences. They kind of help to mediate and connect travelers to the families. And they also ensure that the vast majority of the profit, that all of the profit, in fact, goes to these villages and families. I absolutely loved it. I learned how to plant rice, harvest rice, learned all about it, bent back over, and I must say it's really given me appreciation for rice. It was just so humbling. And obviously, my Thai is very limited, and mm-hmm. so is their English. So thank goodness I had an amazing guide who also acted as my translator. Mm. I spent 2 days with one family. And in the end, they invited me to stay for a whole year. They said as long as I eat what they eat, because I wasn't eating meat, so there was a little bit of a running joke between us. But it's just so humbling because you get to see exactly what life is like. It takes you into a completely different realm and out of your comfort zone. And I think it just makes you humble and makes you realize all you have to be grateful for. And then the second homestay was with another family that grows coffee, and they actually sell the coffee to Starbucks. So a different kind of homestay
an incredible integration between the community project and such a big conglomerate.
Yes, absolutely. So essentially Starbucks is scouting us for the best coffee, and they found that this village, which is now ironically called Starbucks Village, that's obviously just one of its monikers. So I obviously bought lots of coffee there for my family and friends. And yeah, it's great to see that they're getting involved as well, and trying to support sustainable organic plantations that are owned by communities.
That's a very important aspect. Can you tell us more about your guide? How did you find a guide? Because for me, it's about the experience, and you don't want to have a similar experience or miss out anything. How did you find your guide?
So Kai Lokalista, those are the outfitters that I thoroughly enjoyed. He was absolutely amazing. Not only was he my driver, but he was also my guide, my translator. He was so good-mannered and well-natured, and he was really passionate about community-based tourism. So they have a number of guides that you could look into. Another good place to look out to is tourismthailand.org. Mm-hmm. You can always reach out to them. They've got lots of resources there, and you can contact them and say, I'm going to be traveling in the northern region or the southern region. And that's a good way. Otherwise, sometimes on the ground is also a good way, but I always recommend that you have a look at TripAdvisor as well, to look at different ratings of different travel agencies and determine who you want to go with.
And in terms of security itself, there's a huge sector and a phenomenon called solo travel. And we know that a lot of female travelers, they need to be aware of certain things when they travel. Can you tell us a bit more about how safe it was? Do you have any security issues? How did you keep safe and make sure that your experience isn't hindered by any type of criminal elements?
Yes, that's very important, I think, especially as a female. And unfortunately, I did have one incident, which made me realize that you don't necessarily always have to be friends with everyone or friendly to strangers. I think stranger danger is, really important to be aware of that. But I felt very safe throughout my 3 months traveling to Southeast Asia, which I really, really appreciate. And there were lots of tourism police booths, and there were the tourism police was visible throughout Thailand, which I really appreciated. They're on hand. They've got tablets. They'll give you directions. They'll also help, for example, with guides or transportation or anything along those lines. I think, as always, put your jewelry, put your valuables away as soon as you use them. Don't flaunt them. Be aware. Just check if anyone is following you, for example. Always, always, always get into a registered taxi. I think that's so vital and important, even if you have to pay more. Or make the trip longer and take a public bus or a private bus, but just make sure that it's someone who's registered. I think that's really important. And, yeah, just have your wits about you. Be aware, and also do a little bit of research. Have a look at what kind of scams are around so that you're aware. In case it does happen to you, you can immediately identify it and be aware of how you should act accordingly.
And Iga, just before we let you go, what is your thought on group travel? I know I always start off and whimsically with the analogy about that notorious WhatsApp group which dwindles. Have you ever been in a successful group travel? And how can family trips, and it can be friends as well, is there a successful way of implementing it?
Yes, definitely. I love traveling solo, but I have done a lot of group trips as well. And they add a completely different element. It's obviously much more fun at times as well. Lots of jokes, and which I thoroughly enjoy. And you get to know your travel companions. For example, I traveled with the group to India for 3 weeks with G-Adventures. Mm. And, you know, sometimes it's about budget. Sometimes it's about the fact that you don't have the time or the energy or perhaps maybe the knowledge to plan your own trip and that you know that the locals know the area so much better. Mm. So I think just go with a travel agency that has a good reputation, ask your friends for their recommendations, and also maybe perhaps look at local travel agencies. They'll be able to advise you about other local agencies or perhaps international ones as well. I think that's always a good start. But it's important to note that everyone likes traveling in different ways. And it's not to say that there's one right way or a wrong way. Just people have different styles. I was traveling on a budget. Other people have perhaps maybe a little bit more money. So I think it just depends on how much time you have, whether you want to be at leisure and so on. But there's nothing wrong with that, of course. It's lots of fun.
It's Iga Matilska, travel journalist at egajourneys.com. We're talking about how you can plan your next Thailand trip successfully. Thank you so much, Iga. Have a great day further.
Thank you very much. And you.
All the best.